Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello?
I'm waiting for you to do the welcome.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Marriage Bootcamp, the penultimate episode. Ooh, the lie detector test day. We've been teasing it for the past, 8 weeks. We keep thinking that it's the next episode, but it's actually here. It's here.
Yeah. The last lie. Dun, dun, dun.
Slice. Slicing. There's so many slices in this episode.
So many slices.
Most of which deal with Tanya. Anytime Tanya says anything, it's like, slice!
Yeah, she says half a sentence as long as she can, you know, the longest sentence as possible. And then right before it cuts to commercial, goes, shh.
And then we now, this is like the, this is... I'm so uncomfortable watching her because it's like, it sucks watching somebody like get in trouble. And this whole episode is just her getting in trouble with like from people younger than her. Like, it's like very degrading. Yes. And like
I
humiliating.
Know, I didn't know how I felt about it because I found myself feeling badly for her.
Of course.
But also, she's kind of a mess.
She is a mess, but here's the thing. She knows. It's not like they're telling, like they're acting like she has no idea.
They know, and they're acting like, we think something might be wrong with Tanya.
Yeah, at one point, Dr. Ish is like, I'm starting to think that possibly she has a problem with narcotics.
Yeah. Huh, you think? Literally nothing has changed with Tanya since the moment she stepped into the house.
Right.
But they're just now catching up.
And they're really acting concerned. And I'm like, look, obviously, like, this is super dangerous. But I'm like, she's fine. I started watching the final episode, like, the one from next.
Ooh, okay.
And it says, after 9 days, they've been here 9 days total, including next episode. So this is the 8th day. So she's fine. Like, it's not good that she's mixing opiates with alcohol, but guys, she's been doing this for fucking, 20, 30 years? She's fine. You don't need to
She's going to be off
this.
Your contract in, like, 18 hours.
Yeah, you don't need to. You're not making any kind of discoveries here.
And she's probably going to be passed out sleeping for, like, 17 of the 18.
Yeah, so everybody calm down.
Put her to bed.
Right. Jesus. Well.
Okay. So speaking of, it's day 9.
It's
only
day 8.
Day 9.
It's day 8. In this episode, day 9 is next episode.
Oh, no, it opened. It's a day 9. Oh. Trust.
Okay, then the next episode starts with after 9 days. So this they must be the 10th day next.
Oh, yeah, 10 comes
10
after
10 days. 10 days, dude. 10.
Hey, we're just as guilty. Does that mean that we've been dragging this out 10 weeks?
Well, 10 weeks plus.
Jesus.
How long
sorry,
have we been doing this? No, I'm going to miss
what,
it.
You've been doing, oh, no, one every 3 weeks.
Yeah. So,
Jesus.
What's that, 30
okay.
weeks we've been
cool.
doing this?
Is that possible? All right.
Jesus.
Everyone's like, yeah, it's possible.
But I think, all okay, right, so the next episode is the final episode where they make a decision if they're going to stay family. Oh, God, I'm just on the edge of my seat. Like, what are they going to say? Like, no, no. We're not family anymore. It's over.
That's the thing. The stakes of this are really so low, and they know it too, so they have to really hype it up.
But then some of the stakes are high, like Tanya's horrible drug addiction. And at one point, Dr. V says, and we have 2 days to get this under control. I'm like, you're not gonna. 2 days?
Yeah, it's going to be like the Dr. Phil ending where you're watching the entire episode waiting for him to just take him to task. Not that I watch it anymore. Don't even know if it's still on. But then at the end, he's like, you know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to get you some help from a local doctor
right.
in your area. And everyone's like, yes, you did it. You solved the problem. Good job.
Jesus Christ. Well, anyway, here we go.
We are.
This is, I mean, you're going to be the star of this episode, by the way. Because Tanya's
the star. There's
going
to be a lot of, you're going to see a range of acting today.
I mean, you need to take care of Tanya. What baby wants, baby gets.
Baby's getting Tanya today.
So I'm just gonna revolve around your Tanya and make sure that but where's Matt? He's sleeping
on the couch last night. It needed to happen. I don't feel safe in that environment.
Oh my God. And I love how everyone in the house hates him so much. No one feels badly for him. Not even Guy has come over to the couch and be like, oh, sorry, buddy, you slept on the couch. They're all just talking shit about him. They're like, you know what? He deserves to sleep on the couch because he's gross. He's a liar. He's a manipulator.
He's slimy.
I was looking for that clip. I couldn't make it there on time. Oh, you beat me to it. All right, hold on.
I'm slimy.
There we go. All right. So, yeah.
But the thing that is stopping them from hating him even more is that they equally hate Amber.
She's not much better.
Like, they'd be more worried or, like, more involved in this if they also didn't fucking hate Amber. They're just, like, so sick of both of them.
And afraid of her. They're just trying to make it out alive with Amber at this point.
Yeah. The producer meets with Matt because they're like, looks like Matt's been sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. And Matt, so they're like, hey, Matt, come on over here.
Do you have this dialogue here?
Yes.
Okay, of course.
This is probably why it took me 3 hours to watch this episode.
No, I wrote it all down, too.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
he's like, hey, Matt, come on over.
Okay, so this is like some random producer. I don't really understand why the producer is there and not the doctors or something. Like
it might have been early in the morn, and the doctors, they weren't on call yet. You know, it was their day off. They're still making rounds at the hospital they work at. So I don't think they're there yet because they're also on this outdoor patio that we've never seen. So
okay.
This is just like the production side of the house.
Okay.
But I wish they would have explained before they just had him out there talking to these people who they were.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't until halfway through the conversation they're like, oh, by the way, it's the executive producers.
I also think that it's like just Matt was definitely going to leave and they're like, we need to actually make this more of a producer type discussion because it's like contractual.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to talking to the doctor, the docs.
And the whole point of him being there was to have this explosive last episode where he gets
exactly
nailed on the lie detector. Now he's leaving. So now they had to, you know, scramble and try to figure out what the next story
I really wonder
be.
If he would have passed, though. Because, like, for one, detectors are never admissible in court. So, like,
everyone else passes theirs and they're all sociopaths.
One person doesn't pass. One person doesn't get any conclusive results.
Because she couldn't even take it.
Dude,
okay, I can't wait.
How about her question for Amber? I laughed out loud in a very horrifically sad way. I was like, oh, girl. And
she
Amber's like, that's
weird.
Guy. Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Okay, let's get rid of Matt first. Because this first part, you had texted me saying, it's taken me an hour and I'm only on like 9 minutes and 47 seconds. And right when I decided to look up how long I'd been watching it, I was at like 9 minutes and 30. It was like the exact same point where I'm like, how long has this been going on? Less than 10 minutes, Matt's in this episode. And so much happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all within like the first minute 15.
Sure.
All right, so the exec producer's like, hey, Matt, can I talk to you a minute?
There is nothing left for me to do here. I am leaving.
But today's lie detector test day. Don't you want the chance to set the record straight?
I've already taken one on my show, Matt. My show. I wanted to kill
my
him
show.
When he said that.
I know.
Fuck you, Matt.
Man, because the
I've
bros.
I've already taken one on my show, man. There's no point in me doing this thing today. It's all been done. I'm not taking another lie detector test. I mean, what's the point? What's the point?
to prove that you're, like, lying or not. What's the point?
Right. Wouldn't this be the perfect opportunity to redeem yourself if you are not lying?
Oh, my God. Okay, so now, I think he was saying that on the couch to us, but now we're back to the producer.
And there's two producers out there. Yeah. One of them just really committed to fixing her ponytail, by the way.
Oh, I didn't notice that. He goes, this is not a safe environment for me. She can be fine one minute and then cocking a fist in my face the next. I've been woken
flashback.
Up. Flashback. What?
Oh, flashback. Flashback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's lots of flashbacks.
If you call me a liar one more fucking time, I will fucking kill you.
Okay, so that's like, I know we already like discussed that episode that she says that, but like, we really didn't break down the fact that she's not even saying, I'm going to kick your ass or I'm going to punch you in the face. She's literally saying, I'm going to kill you.
That's going funny you brought that up because this is the first time I thought about that too. That if I were laying in a bed, I was picturing myself, if Dave and I were in a fight and he was leaning over me saying, one more fucking time and I will fucking kill you.
Kill you.
That's legitimate trauma. Someone and saying, I will fucking kill you.
And then, but Amber, Matt's just sitting there like, no, whatever, Amber. I'm not scared of you. Like, they're just so.
He's laying in his crib. In his little crib. His crib. Curled up on the side.
I'm going to kill you. I've never even had somebody like threaten to like put their hands on me, really. Yeah. But I'm going to kill you. And she means it in that moment, too.
Of course she means it. She went to prison for almost killing Gary.
She went after her infant son with a hatchet.
Hatchet. All right, so
okay, he goes, I've been waking up in the middle of the night. He goes, I've been waking up in the middle of the night with right hooks to my...
No.
Oh.
Listen, if you don't... No, I'm the producer interrupting.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, a person shouldn't have to live like that, guys. A person shouldn't have to live like that.
No. If you don't want to go in that room with her, you're not going to. But the doctors will want to talk to you.
That's fine. The doc.
Oh, okay.
What is the situation where Matt gets woken up in the middle of the night? Right up to his face. I just want to. I mean, it's obviously not funny, but it is. It's hilarious because it's.
And picturing his dumb face, like. Because you know he's like an open mouth sleep breather, like.
Yeah. And he's like in a blackout sleep, and he's like disoriented. It's not funny, and but do you believe that it's true? I feel like she doesn't just do, like, I feel like she gets abusive when it's in the middle of a fight and she's getting more and more worked up. I can't imagine any situation where Amber would just go and punch a sleeping Matt in the face.
Well, no, if she found something.
Let's say she found out about
kid number 7, I could see her just storming upstairs being like, motherfucking, I'm going to kill you. And just punching him and be like, get up.
I mean, it's crazy. Okay. Yeah. It's not funny, but it's funny because it's Matt and he's such a stupid piece of shit that I just hate him so much. Okay,
so they're like radioing, they're like, are the doctors in? Okay, we're sending Matt up. We're gonna send him right up. Meanwhile, Amber is telling Renee, Chrissy, Guy, and Brandy that Matt has probably told them so many stories. Like, he's told you guys so many things. And Chrissy's like, yeah, but you did tell him that he deserved everything that happened to him. And they flashed Matt saying,
I was raped when I was 12 years old or when I was a boy or whatever, five years old, second grade.
And Amber's like, no. I didn't say that he deserved that. And they flash back to her over the garbage can going, oh, poor Matt, you're a victim. You brought on everything that happened to you in your life.
See, the reason that that's not fucked up is because he's lying. So, I'm on her side for this.
Right. So, but when Chrissy points that out to her, Amber goes, well, yeah, I was in anger. I mean, but that doesn't change the fact that he's a liar.
I mean,
the way she phrased that, yeah, I was in anger. That right there was
in
so
anger.
Manipulative because it's not saying I was angry. Yeah, I was really upset. It was I was in anger.
She's taking out the fault in herself. Anger happened to her.
In my space. And then I was in it, so I had to react that way.
Oh, my God, dude. And it is a fucked up thing to say to somebody, but he's lying. And if anybody wants any fucking proof of that, listen to my book review that I'm doing, because I'm, like, discovering stuff each chapter. Like, he's lying. He's lying. That he's a liar.
That would be the perfect opportunity to bring something like that up if you were a victim of that.
Can I also bring up in a couple... another thing I would consider proof of him not being raped is later on he says, I feel like I'm in second grade getting fucked in the ass.
Oh, I know.
Like, you would never say... Okay, let's... Let's put a pin in that and we'll get to that.
I was appalled.
Who would ever say that?
You wouldn't if you were actually...
But you wouldn't, no one would say that in the first place. Why would you ever say that?
It was so crazy.
I feel like I'm a kid getting fucked in the ass. Like, what a crazy thing to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, yes. So, Matt goes...
The doctors are watching all this on the TV. And the screen that they're watching all of them happens to have Tanya and Mama sitting on the couch outside. And Tanya's probably on her third drink of the morning. Like,
no, she's only had... I've only had... Who drinks today? Oh, let me think.
Because my scripts are coming on Tuesday. Jesus. Oh, those scripts. We're going to be talking about the scripts a lot later.
The numbers
so
are all over the
place.
The doctors
are all watching. Yeah. Like, they all keep saying they want the truth. Well, today is the day. Let's see if they'll go there. They're going to have to because the lie detector. And we get a knock, knock, knock.
Okay, so.
So Matt walks in.
Yeah. So, Doc, last night Amber told a lot of fairy tales in order to make me look bad and look good for me. And her look good for me. The relationship's over at this point. It's over.
Okay, so they all go and sit down, and Dr. Ish, so you had to sleep on the couch. Why?
I'm in a bad place, man. Do you have any idea what it feels like to have the person you thought was supposed to care about you the most say that I'm a fucking victim? She made me feel like a second grader getting fucked in the ass, and she just doesn't care.
He just said that like it was nothing. I was appalled.
I cannot believe that. Yeah.
A second grader getting fucked in the ass, and he says that as just a part of a rambling sentence. It's not even
He doesn't start crying. No. He's not referring to my trauma. No. She doesn't believe
me. He's just using this as a reference.
He's such a liar. He is a pathological liar.
Well, yeah,
he is guilty of what Amber is telling him that he is.
Yeah, she's right. Also, can I say this? Amber looks really pretty in this episode. Did you notice that at all? She looks really pretty.
I think because she's wearing pastels, Amber looks better in pastels.
Softens her up a bit. She looks so much like Leah. Like her daughter Leah.
Ooh,
like they look like really, really identical in this.
Oh, and by the way, this is Turban Amber.
I almost wore my turban. I forgot. I was gonna wear mine for the
turban.
Well, I have a little, it's not a turban, but I have like a big thick headband.
Oh, you should have. Yeah. Okay, so cut to Amber, who's at the table. She's talking to everyone there, and she's like, I don't want him to think that that's what I was saying to him. And Chrissy and Brandy are like, okay, listen, but she spews hate, and then she flips the switch, and there's a very scary side
to her. They're like, you are scary.
Again, hatchet. They're not wrong.
Nope.
So back to Matt.
Last night, we were doing that paddle drill. That was legitimately scary for me.
Shut up, Matt. Get fucked.
Yeah.
Especially since last night when they were doing the paddle drill, he was like, let it hit me.
Yeah.
A big fucking man.
Listen, Matt, you are part of the emotional arsenal.
Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely.
Right there. Manipulation. Mm-hmm. Pathological liar. Yeah. Now he's like, oh, yeah, I agree with you.
I agree with your medical
diagnosis. I'm
validating
you, so you validate me.
Right.
If you feel emotionally unsafe, you have to realize you fan that fire.
And then he's on the couch now. I do fan the fire when... Oh, God, I hate him. I do fan the fire when it comes to arguing with Amber. Sometimes I'm just doing it to be a dick. I'm not proud of that. So he knows. He knows that he's just purely being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is very triggering for me just because, like, you're, like, watching a narcissist, like...
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
In his prime.
Okay, so
this next part is kind of funny what he says. He says, this is the person who teed off.
I mean, I was like, what did he say?
I mean, it's not funny, you guys.
No, of course it's not funny. But it's, I mean, we have to look at this viscerally. Like, just from, like, we have to step back and just
take ourselves out of it for a moment.
We need to look at it as it existing in a vacuum and not looking at, yes, like, any kind of humanity part of this.
Correct.
Okay. So he goes, this is, the, you know, remember, Doc, this is the person that teed off on her ex's face right on television. Why would I want to be around that? And then, oh, and he said, like, she went to prison for that. And
yeah, he landed her in prison. But it's the assassination of my character.
Not to mention the assassination that has happened on my character. I just can't believe that he thinks that, like, this is what...
Oh, I do think he believes it's the assassination of his character. His fine moral standing that we all know him for. This is trashing him, right?
Like, this is where America turned on him, was this 10 days that he was in marriage boot camp.
That's what we're sensing that you're afraid of. That it isn't really about your physical safety. When I tell you, when you walked through that door, the look on you was Matt weasels his way in and out of situations.
That's an awful way to live, by the way. What do you? What point are you making there?
That he agrees with them, that he is slimy.
A piece of
But it's an awful way to live, Doc. But now you want to leave here on lie detector day. We've been unsure of Matt's honesty since day one. Then we flash back to the doctors asking the boot campers what they thought that the day was going to be. And Renee was like, I think it's lie detector test day. Like, none of them can say lie detector test day. Did you notice
also,
that?
Also, everyone keeps referring to it as lie detector day. And that's bothering me because they need,
oh, yeah,
I need the word
test.
Yeah, lie detector test day. Amber says it later when she's like, why are you leaving on lie detector test day? Why are you leaving on lie detector test day? She's got it.
So they were saying they suspected that he's been leaving because everyone's saying, oh, I bet you if it's lie detector test day, he's going to duck out of it. And there was that one day that he was feeling sick or whatever. Yeah. And it's because he thought it was lie detector day, as they would say.
God.
So now Dr. Ish, they're still talking to each other, I think. They're like, yeah, we're not surprised. He's trying to leave the house rather than take the polygraph. And then Dr. V says, Matt, you came in here and people thought you were the biggest bullshitter. Which is amazing. They're saying this to him. And this is your chance, Matt, to prove him wrong and to prove Amber wrong. It's time to speak your truth. Are you done? If you feel that your part of the journey here is complete, then I don't want you to stay, because the next 2 days are about decisions. And if you're already to that point, well, then those next 2 days, we need to focus our energy on Amber and Tanya.
Yeah, you should have been focusing your energy on Tanya from the jump.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. Yes, and then Matt leaves, and they're like, bye, Matt. And he hugs Dr. Ish, and then he leaves. And then the doctors are like, how much of a crock of shit was that? And he's like, oh, that was bullshit. Like, they just start talking shit immediately.
Yep. Yeah, they're all saying, like, oh, you know, he's a piece of shit. And then you go to Renee's clip, and she was like, once a bullshit artist, always a bullshit shit artist.
Now there's Matt. Oh, by the way, Amber and Matt do stay together a little bit after this. Because I remember, do you remember that? Like, OG came back and he leaves on like the very first episode. She like kicks him out.
It
was the season where she spends a lot of time like in her canvas chair in the garage.
I was just gonna say she's sitting in her little camping chair in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So totally, but I know that. And he says like, I relapsed hard. Like, he says that in the Teen Mom episode. And he's like,
Jesus.
He's like gaunt and like really, really thin. Anyway. So there's a confessional of Matt here saying, I'm in a strange place. Is this right? Okay. I'm in a strange place. I thought this is another group of people who were beating me up. Again, victim.
They're not beating him up, but they are talking shit about him.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're talking shit about him. Then they go back to him.
Yeah, I don't know what everyone else is getting from this, but I've gained a lot. I don't know what's going to happen next, but Amber and I are still who Amber and I are. And some people can love each other and still not be good together. Oh, thanks, Matt.
Jesus.
What a fucking oracle of knowledge.
And they do
you
like a bunch of flashbacks of his parts of the season, you know, like little Matt, where he had to tell this young kid, if you ever raped in the ass as a second grader, don't lie about it. All his freaking lies.
He goes, well, you know what? I'm the one who wanted to be, I'm the one who needed to be here probably the most in my family. And I didn't want to be here. Well, I still don't want to be here. But you know what? I would come back and do this again. And I'm like, yeah, of course you would, because you're a fucking fame whore.
And you're getting paid for this,
and you're getting paid,
right?
And you get to be on TV. And you think you're manipulating America.
Yeah, that we all believe this. Yes. We're like, oh, this really is the best thing for Matt. He should go.
God. 10 days, by the way. 10 days.
Okay. Day nine.
He leaves at the beginning of day nine. Right. He goes, I just hope I make the right decision. So then it smash cut back to him with the doctors. And he's like, I want to go home. This is not a safe environment for me.
Okay, Matt, to ensure your safety, we'll have security escort you out of the house.
Yeah, thank you, Doc. Thank you. No, I really appreciate it. He hugs Dr.
Ish. Bring it
in
here, man. Bring it in here, man.
And Dr. V is just sitting there like, she's like, I'm not hugging you. She doesn't even make a lean forward.
The man's like, thank you. And then we hear, for the past 9 days, our families have been faced with choices, and Matt in particular is in a very unique position. All of his decisions here are determined solely by his relationship with Amber. Tanya's not a factor for him. And then Dr. V's like, no, I mean, it's family boot camp. If Matt can't be truthful and commit to the process, he should just leave. And we can focus on Amber and Tanya.
They're really working through that. They're really working that out.
Oh, my God. It's just such cue cards. So then Dr. Ish is like, Matt finally closes the door. And Dr. Ish goes, was that a crock or what?
Yeah, it's like the door is still clicking into place. Was that a crock? Oh, that was a crock of shit.
Crock of shit. Because he knows what triggers Amber. Dr. V goes, Abandonment triggers her. A yes. And when somebody she loves checks out, she goes off.
She goes off
if the wind blows in the wrong direction.
I know. I'm like, I don't think I would even put that on the top 10 reasons why Amber would flip out about something.
Yeah. Okay, so we cut to Amber again, who's in her turban. She's got her feet kicked up outside. Like, she's in morning Amber with her coffee mug.
She's wearing the strangest outfit. Because, like, in my memory, and if anyone remembers this episode, because honestly, the reason I've seen this clip, because I think it was on, like, TMZ. Like, I just remember seeing the clip of her walking out to yell at Matt while he's in the car. And I so specifically remember that she's wearing, like, a long pink maxi dress, but it's not. It's like a weird outfit.
It's a high low top, but the low is low.
I mean, it's like ankle length,
dusting the ground low.
And then she has jeans on,
jeggings.
Yes,
like a stretchy jegging, and then slip on fake Tory Burch sandals and the
turban,
the pastel turban, and then like big old hoop earrings.
Turban Amber.
So everyone's in the kitchen talking about how Amber and Matt should not be together. It's just fucking annoying. And I mean, just perfect timing. Matt walks in.
Bye, everyone. Don't go. I'm out of here.
And he puts his arm around Renee. You can tell she was like,
you can see like her whole body like shakes up. Yeah.
And Brandy goes, oh, and you're not coming back?
Oh, you're not?
I promise?
Can you take Amber with you, please?
Like, and Renee goes, but did you tell them yet? Talking about Amber and Tanya.
Right.
And Matt says, no, not yet. I'm telling you guys first. And then Jen.
And the security guard's like, just the security guard is just kind of like lingering around behind him. They're like, why is there security here?
Yeah, they're lingering in the background. And Jen's like, you know, listen, I honestly think it's best for everyone that you leave. Like, we're all going to be so much happier with you gone.
Yes, we all
are. Not even hiding it at this point. And I forgot who spies the security in the background, but everyone's like, okay, it's a bit much. He's not that afraid of her. We can, you know.
I don't think he's afraid of her. I think that there's, like, liabilities here where, like, the producers are like, no, you are getting escorted out, dude.
Renee does what any of us would do. And she's like, oh, I'm going to go watch and see how this goes down.
I mean,
so she tiptoes like, dun, 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 and little tiptoes.
Don't be suspicious.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I got to see how this goes down.
Yeah,
and Guy, of course, he's like, Matt, I tell you what, I'm really going to miss you. It's like you're getting out of prison here, huh? Matt's like, I don't see it that way.
Yeah, Guy is just like a gem.
He's a dad, yeah.
He's like, I wish you the best of luck on your future endeavors.
Yeah, good luck on your future endeavors. I think he is trying to, like, sever the ties as well like, well, our friendship here was fun.
Yeah, Matt's like, I'll text you, guy. And guy's like, yeah, like, I gave you the wrong number.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to. I know you're busy and everything. Don't, no rush.
You don't need to text me back at all.
Oh God, here's where it starts to go off. So Matt gets in this car to leave without telling Amber, right? Never went up to Amber, Tanya.
But this is so facilitated by the producers, because if they were actually worried about getting him out of there, like,
they wouldn't send him up.
I wonder how long he's sitting in that car in that front
area. Oh, he's probably out there for at least 45 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just like waiting for this explosion.
So Renee runs to tell Amber, who's outside.
I love Renee.
She's like, hey, Matt is packed and he's at the door.
He's out the door. Amber.
Okay. Amber starts saying, he is a fucking piece of shit. Okay, now I'm Tanya. I'm gonna go see what's going on. So she gets up out of her chair, leaves her drink there, so you know it's serious.
Yeah. But then, Amber, it's like she's going with Amber, but then Amber goes outside to see Matt, and then Tanya just goes up to her, to the bedroom, and Renee's like, oh, here's mother going to count her pills because she thinks somebody took them or something.
Yep, she's gonna go count her pills, see if anyone took them. So Tanya gets up and she says, it's lie detector day, and that's why you're leaving. I'm glad Matt's out of the picture. And then she shuffles upstairs to go count her pills.
In that talking head, she's in the confessional, and she's like almost falling frontwards over.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Okay, so I'll be Amber, you be Matt. Uh-huh. Now we're outside. Matt is in like a little PT Cruiser in the passenger seat.
Do you think he's like high? He looks a little bit, like his eyes look a little glossy.
Yes, I took screenshots. I sent those to you right before we started. So his eyes, well, either his left eye is a little crossed and we've never seen it that
they
up close.
They just seem cloudy, though. But it's hard to, Amber puts the idea in my head, so that's probably why I'm seeing
it. Oh, and confirmed his glasses that we talked about, which I thought were a royal blue. It's purple.
Yeah.
They're purple frames. Uh-huh. God.
Cool. All
right. Could you bang a guy who was wearing purple glasses like that?
I mean, not.
They were definitely from the children's section.
I wouldn't bang Matt if you, like, gave me $1 million. Gross.
Matt or Gary?
Gary. I think Gary, like, probably, like, bathes and showers. Like, I feel like Gary might smell like soap. Like, he showers frequently.
That's generous.
Frequently.
That's generous.
Okay, well, what's your answer to that, Matt?
No.
He would get you pregnant. He would get me pregnant.
Ew.
So would Gary, though.
Okay,
Gary,
let's just move on from that. Okay, so Amber's out there. Why you leave it on lie detector test, Jay?
What?
Why you leave it on lie detector test, Jay?
Well, it had nothing to fucking do with that, Amber.
Oh, yeah? You look pretty fucking high right now.
And the security's like, back away, Amber. Back away.
Actually, no. I'm not going to back away from the car. No. Don't touch me. I'm not putting my fucking hands in his fucking face. I am not putting my hands
all right.
In his
She's all
face.
Right. She's okay. What a brave man.
I hated that.
I know. I did, too.
It's so condescending. Like, these are his security guards that he's hired.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of it that way. That is so annoying.
She's all right. You can let her pass.
Also, I would love to see if he would take her on if security wasn't there holding her back. Because I would love to see how
he rolled up that window like a little puss. Yeah.
Like, his dick is inside his body at this point. He's so terrified of her.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so why are you leaving on lie detector test day?
You know, Amber, you need to focus on you and your mom. You see, he's doing this to help.
Listen, you're high as fuck right now. I can see it in your eyes. You're leaving a lie detector test day because you know you wouldn't fucking pass. So get the fuck out. Bye.
And then Matt gives a very effeminate wave and is like, bye.
Bye.
It's like the Forrest Gump wave when he's like on the boat and he like does that really effeminate wave. He's like, bye. Okay, this is the weirdest exchange here, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
And you're a bitch. And you're a bitch.
No, she calls him a pussy.
Oh, I thought it was bitch. Okay.
Okay. So.
And you're a P word.
God, you can't even say it in context.
I just hate that word.
Okay. I love you too, Amber.
Oh, please.
Now the window rolls up in the car and you can just hear him as he drives away. He goes, I love that woman. What the fuck?
And it was tough to tell whether he was being sarcastic, like,
I know, I can't tell.
Whether he was trying to make like a sincere. I love that.
Listen,
woman.
I've been doing like a full deep dive on the psyche of Matt Baer for the past like 6 weeks, and I have no idea what he means there.
Yeah, the way he said that and his facial expression was
so
very difficult.
Weird.
To yeah,
because I almost feel like he was. There's no way to. There's no. Point in trying to decipher.
He probably didn't even know what he meant by saying it. He's just so used to being manipulative and saying that.
But let's take a moment here to bid adieu to Matt. Because he's gone now.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Oh!
But it was good. It was good. I liked it.
It was supposed to be Boys to Men.
Oh.
But isn't it like all a cappella?
Sure.
Do you know what song I'm even talking about now?
No.
What?
I know. I'll make love to you.
Jeez. Oh, okay. Well, now I have to.
Maybe once I hear it, I feel like it's going to be like the
probably.
Second I hear it, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
How do I say goodbye?
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I truly do know.
Oh, yeah.
Is that on the tape?
Oh, that's
is that in the cassette tape with the big two? Like the big Roman numeral
two?
Oh,
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Good job. Yeah, okay. Boys to Men. Boys to Men. I know that one. I know that one in Mama. That's all I got.
I liked I'll Make Love to You. And then close your eyes, make a wish.
Isn't that the same song?
Yeah, they all kind of sound the same, huh?
They do. Yeah. My mom loves Boys to Men. Although she always calls them Men to Boys on accident.
Oh, such a mom.
Like, not even
thing.
To be funny.
That's such a mom.
She's like, I love them.
Not even
I just
to be
love
funny.
Them. Just the way they sing, it's just, I just love that.
It's like how my mom,
okay,
my
anyhow.
Mom says the word Tager, and it drives me fucking insane. I hate it.
Did she watch Tager King?
No, but her favorite ice cream is Tager ice cream.
Tiger ice
it's
cream?
Like,
what the hell is that?
I think it's a Canadian
a flavor
thing.
Or brand?
It's a flavor. It's like orange ice cream with like black licorice
sherbet.
Kind of in it.
Is it sherbet?
Yeah, it's like sherbet-ish. And then there's like black
licorice.
It's actually pretty good, and I hate licorice. But anyone, weigh in. Have you guys heard of Tager ice cream? It really drives me nuts when she says Tager, though. I'm like, it's Tager!
That's so Canadian. You're going to put sherbet and black licorice.
Yeah,
ew.
It's a pretty gross in concept, but it's actually not
that's
because
Canadians are like, no one likes those two things. Put it together. We'll like it.
We'll eat it.
It's also nice. Yeah.
Okay, so Matt says, I love that woman. And then Amber in the confessional is like, you know, that I really thought he'd show me a different side of him here. Looks like he feels... What?
He decided to be MIA. Oh, yeah. Looks like he popped a couple pills. Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. That was good.
And then she walks into the house where Renee and Tanya are just standing there like, nay.
Uh-huh.
And then Amber starts popping off herself going, he left on lie detector day. Oh, what a coincidence.
He doesn't want to be
He's
exposed.
A fucking liar. And he doesn't want to be exposed.
And now Dr. Ish loses control of this situation really quick. He's like, he's not even matched for Amber.
He's like, Amber, let's have a seat. Oh, he didn't want the heat, did he? He didn't want to face the facts. I've said it since day one. He's going to run away before he faces any of his problems.
Amber, I just, you know, so he told us that you've hit him before, that he's hit you, or that you hit him. I'm just telling you, Amber, that's what he said. I'm just telling you what he said.
Okay, yeah. He explains that, like, Matt was concerned for his safety. And when I say Amber's head nearly pops off her head, like, and then she starts going, the man who beats the fuck out of me is concerned for his fucking safety?
Dr. Ish is like, hold on, Amber, I'm just telling you what.
And then he goes, he said she's hit me before, and she goes, oh my god.
She's like circling the couch, and Tanya's just sitting there like,
he's just trying to drag it down.
Yeah.
He's just trying to drag it down. And then it's just like a cluster. Everyone's trying to talk and scream.
Dr. Ish is like leaning back on the couch. He's like, whoa.
And yeah, Tanya's just trying to focus her eyes from going cross-eyed, watching Amber pace around.
I wonder if Dr. V was like, I'm not, you're on your own, buddy.
I'm not doing this.
I'm not going in there. She's like twice my size.
I'm no match. I could be in there with Matt, but I'm no match for Amber. Yeah. She could kill me. Yeah. So Amber starts screaming, the bitch beat the fucking shit out of me. I don't know how many times. Put me on that lie detector test. Put me on the lie detector test. I'll answer that. Finally, they get her down to the couch, and Ish is saying, you know, he's trying to say, like, okay, what he said doesn't matter if it's true or not, whatever. You know, just let me finish telling you what he said. So do you have what Amber said or no?
I just said, no, I just said she kind of like storms
okay,
off.
Okay, so yeah. Dr. Ish is saying that Matt's absence speaks volumes.
Yeah, he goes, when somebody runs off on lie detector test day, we don't need their answers because it speaks volumes. They're, again, like, we know. Yeah. We came to this conclusion three days ago. Yeah.
They knew he was going to do that. They knew this was what he's going to do. It's all part of their plan.
But now it's time for Tanya to focus on the relationship. He says.
Yeah, because Matt was just a distraction. He says Matt was a distraction from the relationship. Yes.
Good thing we have two entire days left to work through this.
Yeah,
this
and then
actual
Amber.
Problem.
Amber, hearing Dr. Ish says this, she goes back to her talking head and she's like, Matt was a distraction. Like, she thought of it. Matt was a distraction because my relationship with him was more broken than I feel mine and my mom's is. So Dr. Ish wants to make sure that they're in a better place when they leave than when they started.
What irritates me here, and, like, we're going to get into it because, like, this becomes, like, the question that Amber answers, but... I'm irritated that the doctors don't, like, listen, I do believe that Matt was abusive to Amber, but how come nobody is calling out the fact, like, well, but you were also abusive too, right? Like you, do you hit him as well?
You were just threatening that you were going to fucking kill him.
Kill
and they
him.
Keep playing it on tape to get over someone's face and threaten that you're going to fucking
like,
kill
them.
Like,
all of the things that Amber has, like, the victim blaming, like, and, like, making a victim, these are all things that, like, why aren't they calling her out for this?
Because
they're not
they don't
real
know
doctors.
What they're actually fucking doing. Yeah, exactly.
And they're scared of her. They don't know what they're actually doing. I know it's so true. Okay. So, boot cameras to the living room, and they're like, tomorrow, we're going to decide if the family is worth saving. Like, that's the end goal here? Does anybody ever say, like, no, I don't want to be my mom's daughter anymore? Like, what is a...
I have no idea. Renee tells us that Amber and Tanya need to work on some things.
Oh,
but Tanya needs to come off those pills she's on because when you're stoned, I don't think you're the real you. So, yeah, the doctors are standing in front of everyone, and they're like, well, you may have noticed we're one man down. And it's like, doom, doom, shing, shing. The slice. Everyone's looking around. And for the next 48 hours, the last 48 hours, you need to decide if your family is even worth saving. So today, we're giving you boot campers a gift. Answers. What does that mean? And in walks Judge Toler.
I couldn't do without her. I hate her so much. She is the worst.
So she comes out followed by a team of polygraph examiners with decades of experience.
They work for the FBI.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of people who go upstairs to go do the polygraph.
Do you think these are all
some
just
are
actors?
Gonna wait, whatever.
These are like non-union actors.
No, I bet
actors.
You they're real.
You think?
I bet you they're real. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so they're going to... But before they go off and answer the questions... They have to give the questions that they want answered by their family members. But if the doctors don't like the question, they're just going to replace it. So first, we have Brandy's question for Guy. Did you sell marijuana? Who the fuck cares?
That's your question?
Literally,
she
saw it in the 1970s. 50 years ago.
Marijuana. Even if he was selling, like, meth, like... cares at this point. He's like not doing it now.
That was probably the only point in time like Jim's ears perked up. He's like, what?
Marijuana.
Say what? Okay, so they're all like, ooh, yeah, good question, Brandy.
This whole like thing where like they have to say the question and then Judge Toler's like, doctors, do we
She looks at an empty binder pointing at nothing. She's like, then they call up like, yep, yep, we like that
we
one.
We accept
yep,
that. We approve. Accept that question.
Okay. Oh my God. Guys, question. Were you an ex? Were you an escort?
Renee's like, would why would you even want to know if your daughter was an escort? It's
just so Guy funny. Is so gullible. They're probably like, okay, you asked that one. He's like, oh, did she want me to ask? Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's like, I don't really have a question. I feel fine.
Okay. Okay, so you could be Amber here? Okay, yeah, Amber, sure. Port Woods. Amber, first, what's your question?
Have you ever used my... Oh, my God, this is so funny. I mean, terrible. Not just...
okay, hold on.
I just remembered what happened.
I'm getting into it. Yep.
Okay. So Amber's question is, did you ever use my money to gamble with?
And they flash back to her being in the phone booth thing saying, there's $45,000 that were missing, that were taken out at a casino. And so the doctors are like, yes, we approve. We accept. Yes.
Okay. Tanya, what is your question for Amber?
God. I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot.
I forgot.
She can't even think of something on the fly.
And probably the time between Guy and Brandy doing their questions in this was probably an hour in production time. But I think she forgot the question that they whispered to her 2 minutes earlier going, Tanya, this is the question we want you to ask Amber.
Well, and she got up. How do you forget that question?
I forgot. Well, why do you think she forgot, Renee? Must be the booze.
That's what Renee but says. I've been fucking hammered and I think I remember that question of all questions, the question that they end up giving Amber.
Okay, well, Judge Delure goes, you don't remember. Let me confer with the doctors. And while she's talking to them, Tanya looks at Amber, goes, that's odd.
And Amber goes, that's really weird, Mom.
That's odd.
What's odd?
But Tanya, what is Tanya she saying doesn't is understand. Odd? I don't know. Tanya thinks it's odd that everyone else is acting so weird like that.
Oh my God. The room, like everyone else in the room doesn't even really know how to react because it's so crazy that it's not even funny. I mean, it's hilarious, but it's also, I forgot. Like,
she's wringing her hands. I forgot. That's odd. Yeah, that is odd. We're all looking at you, Tanya.
It's odd. She's just
saying that because that's what everyone else is saying. So she's looking at Amber like, yeah, Amber, that's odd.
I forgot.
Okay,
her answer. Okay.
Judge Toler comes back from conferring with the doctors. We want to know, Amber, is Matt physically abusive to you? And Amber's like nodding her head like, I accept that. I accept that too. So Amber says in her talking head, people probably want to know, did he really hit her or is she just crazy as fuck? And I was like, well
both can be true.
She's not wrong. Yeah, that is really what we want to know. So then we go to the Joneses. Chrissy's question for Jim is, does he promise to work on his anger once we leave here? Which isn't really a question that I think is polygraph worthy.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's not really answerable. It's answerable through your actions. You can't just be like, yeah, I definitely will do that because that's the future.
Right. Yeah, that's like, oh, do you think
it's unwritten.
Jody, you're going to lose weight by continuing to drink wine and vodka almost every day of the week? And I'm like, Yes.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't mean it's going to happen. I can say, yes, I want that to happen. Doesn't mean it's going to. Right.
This is also weird, though, because, like, all of a sudden, the second to last episode, Jim's anger starts getting brought up, which, like, never has really been brought up. But he does turn out to
I
be kind of an asshole.
I think they needed
later.
Some stakes risen because oh, Matt think? Left, so they just had to, like, yes, they had to just
yeah,
do
something.
Yeah,
but he is acting
here.
Like a douchebag later.
I think there was some manipulation with the time there. Well, I'll talk. Okay, we'll talk.
Right,
because
that fight, they split mm-hmm. it, but it's clearly the exact same fight. Like we're branding,
yeah.
right? Okay, so we'll
which
get
is
that.
Why I think it doesn't make sense. Okay, so the doctors, we will accept that question.
Yeah, great question.
Christy's question for Mama is, "Do you really want to see us together?" Mama's question for Chrissy, "Are you ashamed of my side of the family?" And then, for the first time in boot camp history, Chrissy, there's two questions.
Ooh.
And so Jim gets to ask Chrissy, if I work on my attitude, would that bring you back home? And Dr. Ish is like, oh, great. He starts clapping for Jim. Great question, Jim. Everyone, right? Jim had a great question. Good question, Jim. Because he needs so
something.
Much. He's starting to kiss Jim's ass
oh,
so much
yeah.
because he now wants to be liked by Jim.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Roles
so
have totally flipped here.
So Chrissy, I would be so nervous being Chrissy answering that question. Like, because like,
oh my God.
Even if you're not a shit, like some of these questions, I would just be really nervous. Like, what if
yeah.
what if I'm freaking out and I answer that and it's wrong?
Yeah. Right.
And I accidentally say I'm ashamed of that side of the family. Or like, what if Mama like ended up being like saying that she didn't want them to be together. This is like very dangerous, I feel.
Right.
And there's two
right.
days
yeah.
left. They're dropping this bomb on everyone. Like, what if things went horribly awry?
But Amanda, if the commitment is there, the work is done.
2 days
you
left.
See?
2 days.
Yeah.
A day and a half, in fact.
Another thing that makes no sense, we go over to the Grazianos, and Lana doesn't want to do this lie detector at all.
Right.
Renee wants to ask both sisters if they believe her ex was beating her. And they cut to Amber, who's nodding like, mm-hmm,
I know, I'm,
girl,
I'm an abused
yep,
woman.
Sisterhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jen wants to ask Renee, do you get along with me better than you get along with Lana because I help make you money?
Where did that come
she's
from?
She's like her manager.
Where the fuck did
because
that come
Because she's her
from?
Manager, like her okay. business person, whatever. And Lana doesn't want to ask a question she doesn't want to answer.
That's a weird
questions.
Question to answer, though, too, because
exactly.
she says, like, I love them differently. And, like, it doesn't mean that she
Listen,
loves her more.
I might be like, yeah, I like this sister, not necessarily more than the other one, but, yeah, we get along because we work together.
Yeah.
And
it's
she
a different
gets a
relationship.
Lot of business for me.
And then,
it's complicated.
Then Lana doesn't want to do this at all because she's scared of, like,
because she says it's her family culture and her, here, I wrote it down. It would be like speaking when she isn't supposed to speak and that she was always taught you should have your attorney present when you're being questioned.
I totally get that. Like, I get that. But then the doctors make the point that Renee already did this on a prior marriage boot camp and she's still fine. So,
right. Okay, so
fine.
Here's what I wonder, and I don't remember the specifics of this, but in one of the previous episodes, they had said something about Lana testifying for Renee or vice versa because one of them wasn't seen fit. Like,
oh.
they weren't mentally there.
Okay.
They were depressed. Remember there was something with Lana?
I don't remember.
About her kid and being depressed.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So maybe, okay, I'm just saying maybe
right.
there was something like you can't testify if you're, you know, if you're depressed or if you're not fit for trial, you shouldn't be fit for a lie detector. I just wonder if there's, like, some sort of nuance to some sort of litigation she has going on.
Sure.
With
I mean, I care about
it.
These sisters the least out of everyone in this case.
I know.
So.
I mean, it's stupid, whatever. But listen, the doctors have an answer for this one, too. Because, you know, they're doctors, you guys. They have this planned. We're not going to push Lana to take the test because her refusal speaks volumes.
Her silence.
This is very important to whether Jen and Renee want to leave here as a family or not.
Like,
they might cut Lana off because she refused this, you know?
Yeah, what? They just end up, because of
Speaks
marriage,
volumes.
They never talk to her again. That's
no.
it. The relationship is over.
Yep.
So Renee asks for, what? Oh, okay. So now they're all like released and they're all hanging out.
Yeah.
And Renee's like, to Tanya, Do you have this? Renee goes.
Oh, I got it.
Renee goes. Oh, I figured you did. She goes, I mean, what happens if Amber passes the test and then Matt comes back?
Hell will break loose if she lets him back in. And then Brandy's like, yeah, but you know she's going to bring it back in, right? Because they're addicted to one another.
Addict behavior.
And then we have a montage of everyone being asked their questions from their polygraph.
Amber, like, when before she goes in, Amber's like, I've never been through anything like that in my whole life. I'm like, yeah, you've been to jail. So what?
Oh, yeah, that's later. Yeah, then Jim's like, oh, you didn't like it? Okay, the best is... They have them all hooked up. They're being asked their questions. And they cut to Jim. I sent you pictures of this as well. I'll post them in the Facebook groups. And Jim is legitimately falling asleep while he's asking the questions. If you look at the picture.
Okay, let's see here.
Two pictures back to back. His eyes. Oh my God, like he's fighting to keep them open. His one eyebrow's raised like, keep it open, keep it open, keep it open.
Oh, God.
Falling asleep.
Oh, God.
Okay, so then we get... Yeah, okay, so everyone's been asked their questions. Amber's never been through anything like that in their life. I'm not good with law enforcement. You would have thought I was guilty as shit.
Yeah, we all know you're... Yeah. We all think you are guilty as shit. Because it's
so
been on TV.
Everyone walks past the waiting room where everyone else is waiting to go take theirs. And Mama thinks it's hilarious. She's just cackling, laughing her ass off because this is seriously just the stupidest
it's
thing ever.
Stupid.
All the Joneses know it.
Yeah.
And Brandy's nervous to answer her question about being an escort. Like, but for no reason. I don't know why I'm nervous. I mean, I shouldn't. I've never been an escort. I've never done anything like that.
Her, like, sweater, and she's wearing what?
Oh, my God.
Like, lingerie?
A see-through lace blouse with star pasties on her nipples. Ugh. And, I mean, really, doth protest too much. You're an escort. Let's just be clear on this.
Like, okay. And who cares? So, just own it. It's not even that big of a fucking deal, dude.
Yeah, if I were that hot enough to have been an escort, or now, I'd be doing it. Are you kidding? Okay, so let's cut to the Portwood Playroom. Okay, you're going to be the polygraph guy. I'm
got it.
Tanya.
Oh, God, I just ripped off a big, huge chunk of my skin on my finger,
ooh,
and now
fingies.
It's bleeding. Yeah, I know. Okay, so wait, we're at where Tanya's sitting down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he says they told you
issue. This is the weirdest conversation, too. I don't even understand what he's implying here. I think what he's about to imply is, like, they told you that we might not be able to get results because you're fucking wasted. I think that's what he's saying.
Oh, no, I think he's just saying, like, so they told you, like, what the issue, what we're going to be talking about is, like, Amber.
I'm not sure. Okay, so they told you what the issue was going to be, Tanya?
What the question or the issues? What do you mean?
The issues.
With me and Amber?
Slicing!
It says in the closed captioning, musical sting.
I know!
Shushing! Okay, so there's no answer from the detective.
What, man, Amber?
Okay, so then we come back from, like, a commercial
break.
Is
this the interstitial? The interstitial hasn't happened yet, right?
No, that's later.
All right, have you... God, I felt... This is where I started feeling so bad for him. I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Tanya, have you used any illegal drugs or alcohol in the past 24 hours? God.
I took what's prescribed by my doctor.
As she's nodding yes, by the way. I'm not making that up. She's nodding.
I took what's prescribed by my doctor.
I mean, and, like, she's... The effort it took her to get that sentence out, like, she is being so careful.
And she is bright red.
Oh, bright God. Red. Bright red. And it's not an embarrassment bright red. It's a drunken high bright
flushing.
Red.
Flushing. Yes. There's a lot of circulation going on.
I definitely know the difference. Okay, roughly, Tanya, how many pain pills have you had today? God, did you?
Four.
I don't know how you got, if you got this sentence, because I just wrote stammers.
Oh,
okay, let's hear it.
Three. Well, with the, I did four.
In the closed captioning, at the end of the sentence, it just says stammers.
Stammers.
Like, even the closed captioner was like, I'm not getting paid enough to do this. Like,
well, with the, I did four.
I'm waiting for you to ask me the next question.
You know,
she's just staring at him.
And you've had how many drinks today?
And she moves her tongue around a lot in her mouth.
Commercial
stares
slice.
At him.
That's a whole segment.
I mean, it's a good 5 second. Staring at him. Slice. So they come back. And again, he's like, how many total drinks have you had?
No illegal drugs, but I did have two drinks.
Two drinks? Sure, girl.
Talking two. Head.
It really did make me nervous. Answering the questions about the pills and alcohol, that made me freak out a little bit.
Okay, so over in Brandy's room, the polygrapher, whatever, polygraph guy is like, what is a paid escort? It's a hooker. As she takes her coat off, yeah. Her boobs are just right there. And then, I loved this part. They show the guys hooking all the women up. So they're putting like the little cords or strings around them, whatever. And Tanya's guy is going, turn. God. And she's only turning like a quarter turn each time. So he just keeps going, turn.
Because this episode is so embarrassing for Tanya. It gets like worse. Like this is and then he barely goes, anything.
He goes, okay, now have a seat. And he like carries her down.
He places her down.
Yeah.
God.
So they all get asked and they leave the rooms and Brandy says she thinks that she might have failed, even though she wasn't lying, you guys.
No, I wasn't lying. I was just nervous. Like, I'm scared that I failed, even though I know I wasn't lying. But I'm scared I failed. Because I was just nervous.
I barely even knew what an escort was. It's just so weird. Like, I just have this feeling I'm going to fail. I don't know. So here's where the fight later with Jim and Chrissy and Brandy.
This is the exact same
really
fight.
Happens.
Yes.
Yes. They're in the kitchen and Brandy starts talking about her spray tan girl coming to the house tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, this is like really wrong. And she turns to Chrissy and she's like, but obviously you don't need a tan.
Okay, got that.
Which right there I'm like, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, maybe
she
not
can make
say
that joke. You can't make that joke.
Yeah. And Chrissy, I think, she knew it was offensive, but she was also like,
pick
she's
your
wasted, whatever.
Yeah, because yeah, Brandy so she's like, has had a couple drinks at this point, and like there is a talking head of, I think, Chrissy saying, you know, Brandy, when she has a couple drinks, she's like, doesn't make any goddamn sense, and she goes off the deep end.
Exactly. At this point, as Chrissy's just kind of like laughing sort of along with her, but being like, oh, yeah, that's hilarious. Jim walks in and she's like, oh, yeah, Brandy over here. She says she's got her spray person coming, that they're going to come and give us a spray tan, but we don't need them. I don't know. They're all kind of drunk, wasted. But Jim starts ignoring Chrissy.
Right. But why? Do you think he's just mad at Brandy and he's just trying
yes.
to... Okay, that's what I
he's mad at Brandy because he said, you better watch your friend. She's being disrespectful and she's got a smart mouth. Because I think he picked up on the fact that that's offensive.
Right, and then at one point he says, like, you better
shut... I think he's tired of this drunk girl walking around with her boobs out all the time because she's standing there with her freaking nipples showing.
And he says, like, you better shut the fuck up. And Brandy's like, well, I will shut the fuck up. And he's like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Brandy. So that's what this fight is about?
But Brandy then turns it around. She's like, he is so disrespectful. Like, he shouldn't talk to you like that, Chrissy.
Okay,
The way he talks to you is not okay. And then she turns into that girl. We're like, really?
You're just so wonderful. You don't even realize how wonderful you are.
I mean, Jim made Brandy look stupid because he knows, like, he doesn't have any patience for dumb, freaking drunk housewife.
He's like, two days.
But Brandy's going to try to rile Chrissy up so that Chrissy's upset at him, too, just like she is. Whatever. He doesn't really give a shit. And she's like, he doesn't even make eye contact with Chrissy. That's so disrespectful.
It's right.
Like, he's not making eye contact because he's asleep all the time. Okay. He's just sleepwalking the entire day.
Yeah. He's just trying to get through. He's running out that contract right now.
All right. So Jim then calls Chrissy a mama to talk outside. And the doctors are eavesdropping. And Jim's talking about how he just needs to get his shit together.
So that fight happens later. That fight hasn't happened yet in the timeline. Right?
The what we see later? I think that all happened right there.
I don't think so, because then she goes into the bedroom.
I think they cut it in to look like later, but I think that actually happened then.
Okay, so then Jim calls Brandy and Mom, but then they're still in a fight. Oh, God, who cares? Okay, so fine, whatever. So he calls them.
The Jones thing doesn't matter. What's about to happen here
is that the doctors are, like, upset because they're figuring this out by themselves.
They figured their shit out.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we did this. So this is, I mean, what?
No, first they go, They're like, oh, they're hiding things. And how do they expect us to help them when they're hiding their issues?
And when they're how are we supposed to help them when they're working this out like adults?
Because
they
heard Chrissy tell Mama there's some shit that Jim did that you don't know about.
Is this
that you
cheating,
don't need to know
I
about,
assume?
But we're figuring it out. And then Mama comes out of the conversation and says how she's so optimistic. My heart is flying with wings now. Her heart is
very
flying
cute.
With wings.
It was very cute.
But what did the doctor say? Well, if we've made things happen here in the house, then our job is done.
Oh,
now they're taking credit for it.
So what do you think happened? He cheated on her? I hope it wasn't physical abuse.
Yes, I'm sure he messed around with some
girls. And I think she did,
something.
Too, because they both say, like,
probably.
We did stuff to each other.
Sure.
They've been together 13
okay,
years.
Okay, so... Now we have Guy and Brandy and Tanya and Amber all sitting together outside. And this, talk about a switch being flicked. Okay, so do you want to be Amber? Do you have this
I
down?
Didn't write all of this down, but I can definitely improv this. Okay, so yeah, I'll be Amber. You be Brandy?
Okay. Yeah.
So Amber's saying, like, you know, sometimes Matt is... Is that right? She says, like, Matt sometimes
can
be nice.
He can make me feel like shit 1 minute.
And then he makes me feel like the best person alive, or I'm the coolest, whatever, beautiful.
Okay, Amber, I'm not saying he wasn't guilty of all that. I'm just saying you aren't a victim.
I never said I was a victim, Brandy. I've never acted like a victim once in my entire life. Also, that's
in
a lie.
In my life.
In
I've never
my
played
life.
A victim in my life. Okay.
Also,
I have what she
let's
here.
Look at every interview Amber's ever done.
Never once. I don't like shit talkers, and I don't like people with too many fucking opinions.
Yeah.
I don't live your motherfucking fake-ass life, okay?
I don't have to show my titties to get money. I don't have to show my titties
I don't need to show my motherfucking titties to get money.
And guy's like, okay, that's enough!
No, the line of all lines before he says that.
Okay.
I get money by helping people.
Oh, I missed that.
Amber helps people, guys.
Ew. Gross.
She helps. Well, hey, listen. I mean, it's not that far off because we know Leah helps people.
Well,
best-selling Amazon author. What?
Also, I mean, you know, the person that Amber's helping the most is Leah, because I don't know if you knew this, but she put herself in prison for her daughter. Did you know that?
Wow. And well, she obviously
She usually keeps that to herself, but I mean, she's pretty humble.
She is pretty humble. Doesn't surprise me that she's never brought that up.
Yeah.
She's pretty quiet.
I think
she
every
really
day Leah wakes up and just thanks God for her mom putting herself in prison for her.
Yeah. Dear God, take me there, take my papa away from here. And thank you for my mom. Jesus. All right, yeah, so then Guy jumps in. He's like, okay, enough's enough. Shasink! Slut.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this the end
of the story? We have the doctors and Judge Toler are talking about Tanya needing to get checked out to make sure she's okay.
Like, you guys, honestly, like, it is so outrageous. It's the three doctors, and they're like, something's going on with Tanya, I think. Like, they're just really working it out, the three of them.
Yeah, but you know what? Dr. Ish is going to get to the bottom of this. He's going to go grab an ENT and do some tests and assess where she's at.
I'm like,
an ENT? An ear, nose, and throat? She probably does know that because she probably
I noticed
does have
that
some,
too. He meant EMT, right?
Issues.
He meant EMT.
Unless there's some sort of emergency nurse technician.
Well, but later an EMT walks in with a shirt
says
that says EMT.
Then.
So the doctors are like, I'm thinking Tanya might be mixing opioids and alcohol.
We got an anonymous tip from the polygraph guy.
But also, here's
who
where
actually
I'm,
has credentials.
Here's where I'm like, she's fine. I mean, she's not fine, but like, you're not going to do anything right now.
Okay, but Amber's going to talk to Tanya, right? Do you have that?
No.
Where she's talking to her. Okay, so Amber's telling her, like, you don't make yourself look good.
Oh, yeah,
doing
yeah.
That
no,
shit,
I do
Mom.
Have that. Yeah, she goes, Mom, you don't. Again, I don't think they know that the cameras are on them because the scene's
no,
very
they don't
candid.
Hear.
Amber has a really cute little yellow sweater on. I did notice.
I know. I did notice that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like a boucle.
It's cute.
Like a mustardy orange.
It was a mustard
yellow.
Orange. And it was like kind of baggy on hers because she's so tiny. Okay, so she goes, Mom, you don't look good when you do that stuff, okay?
God.
I know you can't mix shit. I'm not out driving, for one.
So that makes it better.
Dr. V.
Oh, my God.
The
oh my
most
God.
Condescending way you can say is, she goes, Tanya, come on in here with me. If you can come with me.
You know what she sounded like? Like when I hear you talking to Latrice or George.
Oh, like,
I was like, Tanya and Kat. She's like, Tanya, come here. Come on, baby. Come on, Tanya, okay? Yeah. Come on. Come on.
It totally is.
No joke.
She goes, Tanya. And she's kind of Tanya, leaning over, like,
she
with prayer
bent
hands.
Over.
Yeah.
She bent over. Tanya. Come with me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and Tanya, you can tell okay. Tanya's like, fuck. Like,
okay.
Okay.
So Dr. Ish is a trained drug addiction physician, and it's his duty to step in if he thinks someone is abusing or misusing their medication.
Yeah, he goes, I'm concerned Tanya might be abusing her meds. Oh, you think? Okay, so they check.
So
this
remember,
part
you
is...
You got to do like you're talking to a little... George or Latrice
okay,
here.
Okay, Tanya, we're just a little concerned because earlier you were stuttering a little bit.
Ha.
They go, Tanya, she's walking in the room. They go, hey, Tanya, come on over this way.
And she says, hi.
Legitimately.
She says, hi,
she's going to go anywhere else in the room. Hey, Tanya,
over here.
Come on over.
Pat, come on.
Oh, my God. Scout's now coming over.
God. This might be the most embarrassing part for Tanya because she has to do a field sobriety test right now in the living room of the house.
She walks in the room and she goes, ha. And then she does a talking head. When I saw the doctors, I thought, oh, shit. What the hell? I'm in trouble. And so they're like, Tanya, this is Brad. This is Brad. He's nice. See? Nice. Soft touch.
She's like,
he's
nice
very
to meet you.
Ha. No, she goes, ha.
God.
Just hi. So he's like, all right, good to see you. So we noticed earlier during your test, you were slurring a little bit, just a little bit, just this much. You know,
God.
Your pupils were dilated. So we're just going to check you out. Just check you out.
Tanya's
no
like, uh-huh.
shots today.
Okay, sure. All right.
Okay.
Dude, this seems
and then
so
she
like,
says,
I feel like we shouldn't be watching
they
this.
Were very condescending to her. And she knew it because she says in the talking head, I don't need this little pretend to care shit, you know?
I and, kind of hear ENT, her, though. Like, this sucks. And I, again, I feel like we shouldn't be able to be watching this. This should be something conducted. Can she have privacy
privately.
At least for a field sobriety test, for fuck's sake?
Okay, so you be Brad. The EMT checking my blood pressure.
Okay. Well, I didn't write this down.
Oh no! First, he's checking her pulse.
Okay, he's checking her pulse. It's a little fast. It's a little fast.
So it just fluctuates.
Yeah,
just fluctuates.
God. She's like, I'm aware of the situation. Fluctuates.
Because my scripts are coming on Tuesday, my pulse fluctuates.
Oh my God. So now she has to do this thing, which, like, look, if I had like 8 drinks, I would be able to do this.
And yeah, to take her blood pressure. It's a little on the high side. And now Dr. Ash asks her how much medication she's had today.
Took 3 today.
Oh, 3? Because earlier you said between 5 and 7 or 4 and 6?
I'm allowed 4 a day. I said, I think I took 3 today.
Sure, but earlier you actually said 4, between 3 and 5?
I said, you can count my damn pill bottles. I don't care.
And now she has to do that thing where you, like, stand. This is what I was referring to, where I could.
My God.
Anyone can pass this if you know. She's.
No, they keep going. We're just going to make sure you're okay, but obviously. Yeah, I'm good. You know, this is something that could be very serious, Tanya. If you're mixing opiates and alcohol, you could overdose on that. You know that, right?
Oh, my God. Why do you guys keep going back to this drug thing?
Shashink!
Slice.
But she has to do that thing where she stands with her hands out and just touches her nose with each finger. Like, anyone can fucking do that. But that's it. Back to the... So, after commercial... Oh, now I think there's the interstitial. Do we
the interstitial, which is dumb. Brandy writes some song rap. It's dumb.
Right.
So Dr. Ish, first he shines a light right into her eyeballs.
Right.
Oh, and she goes,
Rish.
What?
Rish. Actually, I took less than the amount of medication, what I normally take in a day. Ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
Then he has her. Okay, this is what he says. Tanya, I want you to close your eyes. Put your arms out and touch the tip of your nose, one behind the other.
What? What am I doing? Shashink!
That's actually confusing to me, though. I wouldn't know what that means.
Yes! I thought it was
one behind
too.
The other.
Yes.
Like this?
I rewatched a couple times.
Okay. It's just a bad...
Yeah, touch the top of your nose one behind the other. What
also,
does that mean? Like, you have to
somebody
layer?
Somebody who's, like, a professional addict like this, like, she can pass these things.
I feel like, I mean...
Except, I mean,
I feel like I can have a couple
up.
Drinks and still pass that.
Like, I could walk a straight line, I think, after a couple drinks.
So she does it. She
yeah.
does it.
She does
the
it
second
fine.
One is, like, just... They zoom in. It's, like, just below. It's, like, between her upper lip and her nose.
Uh-huh.
So it's, like, ooh.
Okay, so
which
no...
I feel like... I mean, it's very close.
Well, you're not drunk then, right now, though.
Yeah, okay. So Dr. Ish is like,
Ish
you're
goes,
taking medicine.
The drug thing, Tanya, is not taking this very seriously at all. In fact, she's flat out refusing to even consider that there may be a problem, which tells me there very well might be a problem.
I know.
And they're all like, okay, we're concerned. Okay, Tanya, you go. We're just going to keep an eye on you. She goes, she laughs at him.
I think that they think goes, that they're informing her for the first time ever that she might have a problem. Like, she's like, what?
Yeah.
Like, they're really
well, she
like.
She keeps saying, she's like, yeah, I know that. Okay, I'll be fine. Okay, I'm all right. Okay.
God. All right. V all right. says,
so
we
she
need
walks
Amber...
away into the kitchen.
Right. V says that they need to make Amber
oh, yeah.
create a plan so that she can help her mom. Okay.
Because Amber's really good when you give her a plan to follow through on something.
She's definitely who I'd want in charge of my rehabilitation and detox. She goes,
I mean, just like a consistent schedule every day. Of, like, checking things off the list. She's really good with
really
that.
Honest. We need Amber to create a plan so she can help her mother when they leave. And we have 2 days to get this right. 2 days! Yep. So, yeah, now Tanya... So, yeah, Tanya walks into the kitchen. Amber's like, what happened, Mommy?
It's just bullshit is what it is. No, they had to check my pulse and my blood pressure because I'm slurring my words. So they think I'm all screwed up again. And they make it sounds like I'm mixing drinks with... my medication now, so it's turned out to be bullshit.
And then Amber on the couch is like, my mom is 50 years old. She comes from the old school side of pain medication. When you are hurting, you get pain medication. But my mom does not have a problem. That was sad. That was very, very upsetting. I was like,
but also, like, Amber should not be schooling us on medications right now. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
So, Brandy then walks over to Renee on the couch and she's like,
gossiping,
hey there, kitty cat. I hate that so much. Hey there, kitty cat. Ew.
And then they both like just, like, gossip about how fucked
they're
up Tanya is.
They're cackling about
yeah.
how Tanya
I mean,
that's passing what, a sobriety test.
I think we would be doing the same thing, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
All boot campers to the boot camp
it's
room.
It's time for the results. The results are in. Cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
Okay, so Brandy and Guy are first, and Guy, in his, because we didn't, when they're doing the actual.
There's an interesting turn of events here, boot campers.
Yeah, ooh, this
turns
is like
out.
The least exciting thing ever. But when they showed them doing the tests earlier, we didn't hear most of their answers, so now we're going to hear them. But Guy's question was, did you, this was the weirdest answer, did you sell marijuana or sell drugs? And Guy's like, look, I mean, I specified that I did grow marijuana. I didn't sell it, but I did receive money in return for giving it to other people. And they're like,
yeah,
so you sold it. Also,
but
who cares?
I think he wanted to make the distinction, like, yeah, he probably grew it probably for himself and also sold it to people, but he wasn't like a cartel leader.
Right.
He wasn't like some huge, you know.
This is all so stupid.
Stupid. I know. Literally 50 years ago. Dumb. So there was no deception. Everyone's like, yay.
Yeah. Brandy then, says she was not an ex-escort. And guess what? No deception indicated. Yay!
I knew it because I've never been an escort. So, like, if I ever escort, I would tell you, Dad.
Like, no,
which
you
was just
shouldn't.
Messed up. I know exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so Jim.
So we go
and
to the Joneses. Yeah, Jim, will you work on anger? He said yes. No deception.
Oh, yay!
Jim, you did so good.
That was great,
I see
Jim.
You knew it, Jim.
You got a gold star.
Like Jim, you're like the best at this.
You're
should,
the best
like, do camper. This for so good. Mama, do you want Chrissy and Jim together? She said yes. a no deception.
Guess what? I cried.
Yay, hugs. Oh, stop.
I did. I cried.
Oh, my God.
That was nice. Christy said she would move back to New Jersey, but not in that house, because there was a lot of stuff that happened. And I was like, what? Tell us. That's the only interesting thing about any of you guys.
He probably slept with some hookers or something in their bed. Whatever. No deception. Yay. Chrissy, are you ashamed of Mama's side of the family? She said no. A no deception. So the doctors have the Joneses talk about this secret discussion they had outside. What were you talking about out there? And, okay, so Jim's like, you know, we got it all figured out, blah, 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 it was productive. And then Ish has the fucking gall to say.
The gall.
Do you think you would have had that conversation before you came to the house?
What's
and
Jim?
Mama's like.
Yeah. No, because she was in Miami and we were
yeah,
in New Mama's Jersey.
Like,
so
no,
probably not.
Because we all live in different states. Yeah. We wouldn't have been together to even have this conversation.
Just the most real answer. Just like, no, it wouldn't have happened because we don't live in the same place. So that's why.
And then Ish goes, well, if we help facilitate that because you came here, well, that's a win for us. That is a win for us.
For Dr. Ish and
for
me.
For them. Okay. All right. Graziano's is stupid. Do you believe my ex abused me? Lana refused to take the test. Jen answered, yes, no deception. Jen to Renee, do you get along better with me because I make you money? No, no deception, whatever. Now we get to the Portwoods.
Amber and Toller. And so Amber
oh,
did Matt.
Toller. No, Toller goes, Tanya couldn't remember what the question was.
Oh, God,
was.
She just had to say that. She had to
and Renee goes
it.
Under her breath, or what week it was.
They're so okay. mean. The yeah. thing is that Tanya is harmless. She's not, like, a bad person. Like, they're all very mean to her.
I know.
But, I mean, it's so easy. So,
Amber, was Matt physically abusive to you?
Shit. And yes,
then
was
we
no
come
deception.
Back and she says yes, no deception. And then Amber just starts
pretending to cry
and sobbing into Tanya. And Tanya's like, about her.
And
she's crying.
Mama
too.
Has her fan and she's like, Matt's just a big piece of shit. I mean, I have love for yep. him, but he's a big piece of shit. Bring him back here so I can like drown him in the water. She says something. Like
Boho, I'm so sorry. Boho.
Okay, well, Amber, you wanted to know, is Tanya using your money to gamble with? The results are
they strapped Tanya in, but they weren't able to do anything about
it. Tanya's like, oh,
Tanya,
that's weird.
Why? Tanya asked why?
It was inconclusive. And like, Renee makes a good point. Renee's like,
doesn't even remember being there. Wow. Why couldn't they do it?
And okay, Renee says,
there's no reason.
She says, this is a good point. She says, everyone here is drunk all day. So she has, and they all were able to get at least some results back.
She's like, everyone was inebriated. Everyone has been drinking. So you don't get caught. Wait, what is it? There's no way someone who is inebriated could pass this test. And the only reason why you'd be inebriated is so you don't get caught in your fucking web of lies.
I don't think there was that much foresight. I don't think Tanya did that on purpose. I don't think she was like, let me get drunk.
Renee is basically saying it's got to be more than just alcohol because other people were drinking and their answers came out conclusive, which, did they? No.
But I think Renee's also implying that Tanya.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear that?
What was that? Yes, what was that? It sounded like a glass.
Tanya
just dropped a glass.
Shink!
That was our segue.
No, it was this dog that's staying here. She
just
water.
Fell over sideways.
Okay, so
Toller says, the results were inconclusive. The combination of drugs and alcohol had made it impossible for you to get your answer to the test.
God, it's so
they couldn't do it.
Jody, it's so embarrassing.
They couldn't do it. And Amber goes, then I get no answers. So Matt's gone and I get no answers. And she sits down on the couch.
It's all about
pissed.
You, Amber. It's about
she's
you.
She's pissed.
She's pissed.
And so Amber's now pissed off looking at the judge.
Well, Tanya's going to make her feel better in a second.
We would love to give you the answers, but the machine can't work around it. God. She's screaming at Amber.
Amber says, so, Mom, you can't drink like that on your meds.
I won't drink tomorrow.
Okay, Mom, seriously, but you can't mix it like
that. Nah, that's bullshit.
God. Okay.
Tanya is on another planet. She doesn't think that she plays any part in this.
No. And then Amber also says, like, I'm just so sick. And, oh, no, wait, sorry. Hang on. Tanya won't drink tomorrow.
This everyone gets up to leave. Amber, but tomorrow's a big day.
Amber, if you can hang out a little bit, we have to talk to you about something. She's like, right. She's in that mode where she's like deep in thought, Amber.
She passed the test, so she's smarter than everyone here.
Yeah. And they're like, Amber, we think Tanya possibly is overdosing on her meds. And Amber's like, okay. So they tell, they're like, what are you going to do, Amber? She's like, I'm going to talk to my mom.
She also said, it was a very, I think it was very intense for both of us, but I'm pissed off because what I really wanted was a clear-headed mommy.
It's so gross. She says the mommy thing, she says it a couple times in this episode, and it's very upsetting. She also says, I'm just really tired of taking care of others, and I just want to take care of myself. Oh my God. Like, oh, you're tired of taking care of others. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
You, Amber?
And Dr. V said, you know, she got very defensive, Tanya, and she was very upset. And as you know, what does that mean? And then Amber says, I definitely won't call my mother a straight addict. My mother's intentions was to get rid of the pain, and that's from working in factories for her whole fucking life.
Like, what the fuck? How old is she? She's only 50, Amber says.
I don't know. This is just
working
wild,
in but, factories.
Like, they couldn't beat any truth or, like, wake Tanya up enough to make Tanya participate or to respond to any of the allegations against her. So now then they had to go after Amber and just poke the bear. Mm-hmm. Like, don't you want to really get upset with your mom? What else?
Absolutely.
There's something you want to say. What are you going to do with this information we gave you?
Well, because every episode,
I'm going to talk to my mom.
Yeah, I'll talk to her. Yeah. Every episode leading up to this has ended with an Amber and Matt blowout fight in the cribs. So now they don't have Matt. So that's what they're trying to do here.
Yeah. I would really like to stop taking care of others, and I would love to be taken care of myself. However, I don't want to see anything happen to her because mixing too much of something in one day and she doesn't even know. So then back in the kitchen is where Brandy and Chrissy continue to have this argument and it blows up. But I really think it was all stemmed from earlier because they were standing in the same place and all that.
This is the exact same fight. They just split it up and okay.
Okay.
But then
so
she
now
goes.
Now we go to.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was going to say. Go ahead.
I was going to say.
I had nothing planned.
Okay, so then we go to the Portwoods playroom. Do you want to be Amber?
Oh, I didn't write this down. I'm sorry.
Okay. She's like, Mommy, to get an inconclusive test like that, you know, you cannot take the amount of medication and then drink. If you have two or three of those, that's two or three shots. I know, but that has never been. Listen, you've got to stop drinking on meds.
What's the mathematical conversion right there with the amount of shots compared to? Where'd she get that from?
I don't know what. Yeah, if you have two or three of those, that's two or three shots.
I think she's.
So she must be.
I think she's
drinking
I think she's saying that each pill is like a shot, which it's way more than a shot. Well, I don't even know what she's trying to say.
Oh, I was thinking. No, because you can't take that amount of medication and then drink. If you have two or three of those, that's like two or three shots. So maybe she's talking about glasses of wine. Like a glass of wine is like taking a shot.
But a glass of wine is already like taking a shot.
I don't know what she was getting at there.
Either
does Tanya.
Neither does Amber.
That's never been she was going to say, I know, but that's never been a problem.
Yeah, because I'm like, I've been doing this for fucking 30 years.
Yeah. Okay, Brandy runs back into Guy, and then she's like whining.
She's
to
in
Guy
like
about,
lingerie.
And Jimmy, tell me, mommy.
Like, does she need to be wearing lingerie while she's in the same room as her dad? It's just like, it makes me uncomfortable.
And she says her dad's the weirdo.
Yeah.
I wonder what my dad thinks I'm an escort. Oh, I don't know, because you're showing him your nipples all the time. And then Chrissy goes in and she tells Jim that he shouldn't be talking to her disrespectfully in front of other people, which I agree.
Oh, totally.
I mean, don't pick a fight with her in front of other people or be an ass anytime.
Yeah.
And he just keeps telling her that she's acting all funny and whatever. I think he's just annoyed being there. It's been almost 10 days.
I loved earlier when her and Brandy are in the kitchen and she's like, Brandy, like, I don't even want to like deal with you. And she goes, I'm just keeping it funky. And I was like, I wish I was cool enough to get away with saying that.
I know.
I'm just keeping it funky.
Because what's Brandy going to say? And then Brandy just, like, walks away and she's like, bye, yeah, bye.
I'm just keeping it funky. Like, that's such a cool expression.
Good night, good night.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, I mean, Jim, yeah, this is a conversation that I think every couple has had where just like, okay, don't embarrass me.
He's probably, yeah, smoked too much. He's probably exhausted. Oh my God, exhausted. He's only gotten like a solid 14 hours in that day. He's ready to hit the hay. And Chrissy's just nagging him and whatever. He's like, so two more days. Is that where it ends?
Yeah, it ends there.
Oh, and I also want to point out before we leave off here, I did take a picture of oh God, I almost said Amanda, of Amber in her getup. And she's wearing this funky kind of Spanx
It's unfortunate.
But I legitimately was trying to figure out what it was.
But the
I
think front, she's got too. On a... Honestly, like, this picture you sent me, it's just her midsection. And she doesn't... She's not fat. This is, like...
No,
this is this like is one of Amber's, like, thinner phases. But her boobs look weird, too. It's just lumpy.
I think she has a strapless bra on.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
She has, like, a pull-up...
Spanx.
Spanx. But then, or is it
and then
like
also
a
there's a mic
that comes
pack
up past her waist, and then another spanky bra?
Well,
I don't
but
know.
Then there's also
like
the
so
jeans.
Many...
It's just very it's a lumpy kind of mess on all
yeah
ends. And I noticed it during the episode. I was like, I bet she hates that this episode aired because like she's very lumpy in this episode. Not fat,
again,
not fat.
That she's fat, but your attention is drawn to it because there are grooves
and it's pastel
and valleys
and there's lots of like stomping around and stuff, so it's and like lots of close-ups on it. Again, like you said, the producers do her dirty. They like zoom in on them.
Yeah, and Tanya too. Oh, God, everything
I well, forget.
I have one with the caption that says three well with the stammers.
Oh my God, dude.
These are so good.
Yeah, these pictures.
Okay, so there we are. So we got one more week, right?
Well, I think two, because I think next week is the finale, and then there's another, like, behind the scenes, and I think that's where we get to see Andrew. Again, let's remind everyone that Andrew is here for all of this.
Maybe he came in. Hey, you yourself said she looked good in this episode. So maybe he came in, and he was like, who is that pastel beauty over there? Who is that gorgeous turbaned woman?
God. Well, he was in the
whole... just done dirty on that lie detector. Shushik! Slice!
I wish you guys could get the visual of Jody doing the slice, because it's a full, it's like a full body like experience.
It's like a, I don't know, a sideways dab motion.
It just reminds me of Fruit Ninja. Yeah. Well,
it's
we did
the same
it
sound effect... for Top Chef.
Oh,
Bravo.
Yeah, totally.
Shishink! That knife. I love it. Okay, I'll stop doing it because now.
No. I don't ever want you to stop doing that. Ever.
All right, so
let's talk
next
about
week.
What's happening here? We have.
Oh, what's coming up? Oh, lots of good stuff.
Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo. He loves me
Mr.
and I love
Hanky,
you.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Unexpected,
HBO's
we're doing.
The Undoing, Unexpected.
Oh, yeah,
and
Undoing.
I got you to watch Run, and you are going to watch Murder on Middle Beach.
Right, you need to give
me
your password.
Figure out what my login
and
is.
And you need to
yes
watch The Happiest Season.
I can't take crying things.
It's not crying.
I don't like feeling things.
But it's not. It's funny.
Okay.
I mean, I of course cried, but I cried when Mama fucking passed the lie detector test today. So, Jesus. All right, everyone, we love you, and is that it? That's all we have coming up?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, and then next week we're doing Parks and Rec. Ron and Diane.
Oh, that's right, Ron and Diane.
Ron.
You know, I almost say Ron and Lily, but that's from your show.
What?
Ron and Lily, isn't that the name of your? Your SNL guy, come on.
Oh, yeah, it was. You're
the
right.
The murderer. What's the name of that
Barry
thing? Barry. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. I don't know what I was going to
say.
I'm slimy.
Oh, right here. I'll sing us out. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. I Wait, hold on. Shit. Can we do one more thing now that everyone's probably turned it off, which is probably good? Have you seen that thing on TikTok where it's the singing, the Josie singing challenge? You know that song, Josie's on a Vacation?
Yes, that is
away.
Funny. Yeah, you've sent that to me.
Okay, you do it. I want to hear you do it first.
And then you're going to modulate the key?
Yeah.
Because you need to go higher than, you need to start higher than me.
Oh, God.
Like, that's okay. What they're doing. Aren't they? Oh, no. No, they're
no,
not.
No, I think they're just singing it.
All right. What's the words? Josie's taking...
On a vacation far away.
Josie's on a vacation far away.
Okay, that was good. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here's how I hear it in my head. Josie's on... Oh, that is bad. Okay.
You're in the right key, though. Same key as me.
Really?
Yeah.
Josie's on a vacation... Oh, no, that went too high. Far away.
That was low, though. Okay, well, we have
Josie's on a vacation far away.
That's good, Jody. Jody's on a vacation far away.
Hey. All right, that's really it now.
Bye, guys. Okay. We love you. Cha-ching!
Slice. Slice.
Sounds weird. How many people are still listening to this? They're like fingers hovering over the stuff.
Okay. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.